This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. has vetoed a United Nations resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The vote was 13-1 in favor of a ceasefire. The U.S. was the one.
We do not support calls for an immediate ceasefire,
which Deputy Ambassador Robert Wood says would simply help Hamas keep ruling Gaza.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war.
Echoed by Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
A ceasefire means that the suffering of all will carry on.
The vote came after Palestinian UN observer Riyad Mansour pleaded for the fighting to stop.
In the name of humanity, in the name of justice.
The Security Council held the emergency meeting after Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza without a ceasefire.
We are at the breaking point.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Injured people and at least one young boy arrived on Friday at a hospital in southern Gaza where Israel has expanded its operation. In recent days, Israeli tanks have rumbled into southern Gaza, starting with Khan Yunis. It marks a grim new chapter in the war that the Gaza Health Ministry says has already killed more than 17,000 Palestinians and displaced what the United Nations estimates to be 1.9 million people. Israel has designated a safe zone in southern Gaza, but its widening air and ground offensive has left Palestinians packed together in dire humanitarian conditions. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Friday told soldiers who had fought in the Ukraine war that he would run for president again in the 2024 election, a move that will allow the former KGB spy to stay in power until at least 2030. Putin has already served as president for longer than any other ruler of Russia since Joseph Stalin. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has appeared for the first time outdoors after a two-week bout of bronchitis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pontiff spoke from the window of the Apostolic Palace, reading his speech entirely without needing help of one of his aides.
La pace in Ucraina.
Speaking to thousands of the faithful, he asked them to pray for peace, in particular peace in Ukraine, peace in Palestine and in Israel, and in all the lands that are wounded by the war. Francis, who had part of one lung removed as a young man and turns 87 on December 17, came down with the flu on November 25 and was forced to cancel a planned trip to Dubai to participate in COP28. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A French juvenile court has convicted six teenagers for their roles in the beheading of a teacher by an Islamic extremist that shocked the country. Teacher Samuel Paty was killed outside his school in 2020 after showing his class cartoons of the Prophet of Islam during a debate on free expression. The attacker, a young Chechen who had radicalized, was killed by police. The court found five of the defendants, 14 and 15 at the time of the attack, guilty of staking out the teacher and identifying him for the attacker. Another defendant, 13 at the time, was accused of lying about the classroom debate in a comment that aggravated online anger against the teacher. The president of Harvard University is apologizing for comments at a congressional hearing that failed to denounce threats of violence against Jewish people and her students. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Harvard's president Claudine Gay tells the Crimson student newspaper she's sorry she failed to properly denounce threats of violence against Jewish students, saying she got caught up in a heated exchange on whether calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard's code of conduct. At Tuesday's House Education Committee hearing, she drew ire when she said it depended on the context. The presidents of MIT and the University of Pennsylvania are also under fire for similar responses. Wealthy donors and some members of Congress are calling for their resignations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Scotland's highest civil court has upheld the British government's move to block a landmark gender recognition law passed by the Scottish Parliament. The decision underscores the growing divide over local control of legislation in the nations of the United Kingdom. The ruling by the Court of Session in Edinburgh is a setback for Scotland's semi-autonomous government, which overwhelmingly approved a bill allowing anyone 16 or older to change the gender designation on their identity documents by self-declaration, removing the need for a medical diagnosis of gender dysphoria. The legislation set Scotland apart from the rest of the UK, where the minimum age is 18 and a medical diagnosis is required. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.